Tell me a bit about Coco Baiju, that about the history of how you came to be.
So my husband and I, we used to own a cafe in Dungarvan for 19 years, and we sold it about 2.5 years ago. After a very short break, it became Coco by Judith. So I was already a baker, a confectioner, and I have been practicing my skills over the last 20 years. And I always wanted to create something with chocolate because I have a passion for chocolate and craftsmanship. So I created something what has a little bit of shelf life, which one will give me a little bit more flexibility, something what can be put into a beautiful box and give us as a present, and something what will capture the essentials of Waterford and local surroundings.
So you do a lot of the groundwork yourself with
Absolutely.
The chocolate.
So our business is basically really small. I am the chocolatier. I handcraft every single thing myself in small batches. I have my husband who works with me, and he is basically doing all the paperwork, filling out the forms, sending out the invoices, helping with the packaging, and all that. And we have two teenagers who would help out as well.
The teenagers are the tasters, are they?
Absolutely.
That leads me actually nicely on to my next question. So when you try a new chocolate flavour, how do you test if customers will like it before you bring it in permanently?
So I do meet the makers quite a lot. Like this weekend, I will be in Arkin stores and also in Dungarvan in Cass & Co. So this is the time when I try out a new flavor and I put it out on the table and ask people to taste things.
And if you get good feedback, you
Absolutely.
Kind of continue on mm-hmm. with it. What are your plans for the future?
Oh, the future, definitely we are working out things. I like to grow a little bit, to take my step out more of out of Waterford. The chocolates what I have, they are very high quality. So it is definitely, I understand that this is more like for gifting. Hopefully we can work out an experience as well. Hopefully I can take the next step that way as well, and I can teach people.
I'm delighted to be joined now by David Kearns, who is the General Manager of the Railway Cottage in Dungarvan. Firstly, thanks for joining us. You're located close enough to the Greenway.
Yeah, we're directly on the Greenway in Clonay.
With that in mind,
our front door is 2 steps from the Greenway.
Very nice. Great location for you as well. Many of your customers, I'm assuming, would be walking or cycling on the Greenway itself. How do you design your food and service around that to appeal to visitors travelling?
Well, we have an outside caboose that we open up in the higher months, so it's a quick grab and go for people just walking on a Greenway that don't want to queue up inside and avoid any queues that build up in the higher months. But and then our menu would be we aim for kind of healthy options, just where we are and what people are doing, out running, walking, jogging, cycling. So we kind of base our menu around that, as a healthier and more healthier lifestyle options.
You're in a very busy location. What helps you maintain high quality in both your food and drink offering and customer service?
Well, our staff retention has been excellent at the cottage. We're open 5 years in December, and the majority of our staff are here for over 4.5 years. There's 14 staff that have been here for that long. So they're able to keep the standards very, very high for the level of service. Our head chef has been here since day one, and our other two chefs have the same, 4.5 years and 4 years. So the level of consistency is top notch because we're able to retain the staff. So we keep that level at a very, very high standard.
What do you believe sets you apart from other cafes and hospitality providers in Waterford?
We're lucky enough to have our own organic farm 5 kilometres from the cafe. So that supplies us with fully organic produce, our mixed leaves, our spinach, everything that comes from the farm is fully organic. As I said, it's 5 kilometers from farm to the plate here in the cafe. And we are so blessed to have that. There's not many places that can boast that.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Eddie Barrett, who is the owner of Under the Clock Coffee House in Waterford City. Your customers often comment on how warm and friendly the service is in the shop. What kind of practices do you have that help your team deliver that kind of experience for customers coming in tea?
Well, I suppose since we started, David, we've always put a huge emphasis on customer service. First and foremost, we're very lucky to have and have had fantastic staff and Under the Clock. Since we started, we've had some brilliant staff members. First and foremost, our staff are always very friendly. They're very knowledgeable of the product. A big one for us is that we always we emphasize customer service, and we always seek and, I suppose, promote customer feedback. And then we always use that feedback to improve our service. Mm. We're a small shop, so we know many of our customers personally. So again, it just makes it a bit easier for us to have that personal touch with customers. But it's something that we'd really, any new staff member we'd have, we'd always emphasize first and foremost how important customer service is for us. So I think that is a huge part of our business.
And you mentioned there they know the product. So in terms of that then, when it comes to you choosing the type of coffee beans you're going to use in the store, and then other things as well, how do you choose your ingredients to make those items? And how much does that affect your menu planning or product development?
Well, I suppose a big one for us, David, what worked for us was we've modified our offering over time. But what has worked for us really well is kind of a healthy, nutritious, quick grab and go kind of a food offering. In regard to a coffee, we've worked with Roasted Brown. They're a company in Wicklow. Since we first started, now we would have tried a lot of coffees when we were trying to set up our shop originally. But Roasted Brown for us was always a real top quality coffee. It's a single origin coffee roaster, and they're focused on sourcing the finest green coffees in the world. So really good product. So that's where we kind of got our coffee from. And then similar with our treats. As you mentioned, we do lots of treats, a lot of grab and go treats. Slow and Steady, be well known Waterford company as well. We were the first actually company to stock Slow and Steady overnight oats. So they've always been a popular feature of our offering as well.